Well, hello everyone. Just a quick one today. I'm in the middle of getting ready for the event. I've been trying to decide which tie to wear this morning, and after looking at the various different range of ties that I've got, don't know how all these kind of 70s monstrosities made their way into the wardrobe. But anyway, after going through all the various options, I have decided, ironically, to wear the Tony Blair uniform and to eschew a tie altogether. Maybe there's a reason that the Dark Lord doesn't wear a tie. It kind of looks cool, no tie, bit of a bit of chest showing. So anyway, I'm about to leave, but before going, I wanted to share some thoughts. I recently joined this platform, Telegram, that allows me to kind of type in more detail than I usually would on Twitter and elsewhere. And sometimes I find it quite clarifying just to kind of sit down and type. It's more like a blog, I guess, than a social media platform in many ways. And it got me thinking that one of the problems that we have on the right, so to speak, is that when it comes to codifying the behavior of current elites, we have several competing meta-narratives for explaining it. And then on top of that, we have several different meta-narratives for explaining like who exactly the elites are. Now, because I'm about to go out, I don't have time to come up with any fancy graphics or anything. So I'm just going to take a screen grab of the Telegram posts that I made, and you can and I'm going to read them. Because what I really want to do is start a conversation when it comes to this. And I thought that by codifying the various different options, it will actually help people understand exactly where they agree and disagree and help us as a group, I guess, come towards a semblance of the truth. So I would say there are six main theories that do the rounds when it comes to the behaviour of the current elites. The first one I will call the Britisher frame, which is one that simply says that what we see is just incompetence and human error at the top. That's the Britisher frame. Nothing's planned, everything's just kind of haphazard, yes, minister style incompetence. Number two is that the current elites are motivated by total power and control. This is what I call the conspiracy threat frame. The third one is what you might call the Moldbug frame. That is, what we're seeing is emergent behavior that looks like a conspiracy, but in fact is just a kind of naturally emerging organic process. Number four is what you might call the leftist populist frame. That is that the elites are just driven by ever greater profit. It's all about money at the end of the day in big corporations. Number five, what you might call the forbidden text frame, is that the elites are driven by historical revenge, driven by malice, a desire to enact total humiliation and destruction on their historical enemies. And then number six is, I guess you might call the elite theory frame, which is that the managerial class must destroy the last vestiges of the old ruling class to secure their position. So those are six different ways of explaining the behaviour of current global elites. And then, of course, there is the bespoke option of some combination of the above. So you may like, I don't know, two and four, for example, or three and six, or whatever else. They're not all mutually exclusive. While it's obvious that these frames are not mutually exclusive, it strikes me at the basic level that people on the right disagree about which one is fundamental. Clarifying these frames and thinking seriously about which one should be preeminent should help people come together, or at the very least, see what they really disagree over. And I think the COOF has thrown a serious curveball into things and left many sides lost because what's been happening over the pandemic does not easily fit into pre-existing narratives. So there's a bit of disarray, a cat among the pigeons when it comes to that. Now, a sub consideration of each of these frames is the question of who is actually in charge, and each one of the frames has their own particular answer to this. Let's go through them one by one. Number one, we have the incompetence frame. That is, the people in charge are just the government, or at most the government as steered by the civil service. This is what you see in Yes Minister, for example. It's the idea that really the people, you know, it's the bumbling idiot Boris Johnson led by a couple of advisors. You know, it's what you see on the thick of it and nothing else. Okay. Number two, the conspiracy frame says something like the world is run by secret societies, which may or may not include people like the Rothschilds, likes of the British royal family, who may or may not be part of a satanic cabal, or they may be lizards or whatever else, depending on the conspiracist that you're listening to. And whether you like it or not, these people are definitely part of some of these circles that we run in. You see people constantly talking about these groups, and so it's a frame that is in the mix. Number three, we have the Moldbugian frame, in which, of course, the decisive faction in control is the cathedral, the media and academia, who set the direction and the ideas for all the other factions, including the politicians and the business leaders. Moldbug thinks of the cathedral like the brain in the machine, not doing the bidding of the leaders, but actually controlling the leaders. Okay. Number four, in the leftist populist frame, the decisive faction are, of course, the corporations and the oligarchs who put profits before people. Everything comes down to money when you're looking at things through that leftist populist frame. Number five, we have the forbidden text frame, of course, and the decisive faction are, you know, some, the you-know-whos or some kind of power group within the you-know-whos. Then in the elite theory frame, the decisive faction are what Pareto calls the non-ruling elite. This is similar in a sense to Moldbug's cathedral, but the directionality is a little bit different in so much as they work in the service of the ruling elite and then post hoc rationalize them. As such, if the ruling elite changes, the non-ruling elite will also change, and vice versa. So in Moldbug, the cathedral is the brain, okay, whereas in elite theory, the cathedral is more like a kind of defense lawyer than the brain. You know, in other words, if the power regime says jump, the cathedral says how high. Whereas in the Moldbug conception, the cathedral says jump and the power regime says how high. You see, it's a subtle but very, very key difference between how people like Pareto and Mosca thought of it and how Moldbug thinks of it. Anyway, the fact that people differ on who exactly is in charge as an unstated assumption leads to all sorts of misunderstandings and disagreements, even with the very phrase elite. You know, when I say elite, I have a particular group of people in mind, you know, in the elite theory frame. But when people hear me say that, they may be thinking, well, I'm talking about the British royal family and, you know, certain old money European families and things like this. Whereas I don't really have those people in mind at all. So it leads to a lot of misunderstandings and disagreements. The prospect of a revolutionary action, that is, action that's going to lead to regime change, on the right is therefore forestalled by the fact that people do not even agree on who is being overthrown. You know, a lot of people on the right like to have these ideas of the puppet masters. You know, the it's the front cover of the Kerry Bolton book, Revolution from Above, but they don't agree on who the puppet masters are. And I think this is a very, very important question to try to come to the bottom of, even if it means having potentially embarrassing disagreements with people, because the trouble with these frames is that each of the people who adopt them think that their frame is obvious, but it's only obvious to them. It's not obvious to everybody else. So I think that, you know, it's time to maybe hash out some of these fundamentals again and to restate the arguments as to, well, who are the elite and why? Even if it leads to people, you know, people saying, oh, hold on a second, that's very blue pilled or whatever. It's important, I think, for everybody to be clear on who we mean. Otherwise, what hope is there of fighting these people when you don't even know who they are? Anyway, I better get ready and drive up to the event. Remember, up until the end of the month, my summer sale is on. Use coupon code SUMMER25. You can buy the Trivium. You can buy Foundations of Economics. You can buy Foundations of Research. You can buy all sorts, all the courses on the academic agency. You can even buy Foundations of Politics, which is my amazing elite theory course, which should be coming out next month. And if not, at the very, very latest, October. All right. I'll see some of you at the event. No cigar stream tonight. Bye-bye. Are you sick of hearing about Marx and Keynes? Do you want to know why neoclassical economics is so flawed? Have you ever wondered how to work out the marginal productivity of a burger bun? Do you want to level up your econ knowledge? Buy it now. £350. Foundations of Economics. Foundations of Economics.
I'm here.
Foundations of Economics. Get it now. Be sure to like this video and subscribe. And if you really like my content, maybe consider joining the channel or donating or maybe even buy a mug. I am grateful for all of your support. Now get out.